This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McKinney. European Union leaders, agreed on a massive stimulus plan for the coronavirus blightness economies at a pre-dawn meeting Tuesday after a fractious summit that lasted almost 5 days. The summit chair tweeted a deal shortly after the 27 leaders reached an agreement. And the French President Emmanuel Macron said that it was truly historic and that he was convinced the recovery plan and budget could meet the challenge of the coronavirus pandemic. Officials said that the deal, which came after compromises on a 750 billion euro recovery fund, were made, is critical to dispel doubts about the bloc's very future. Advisors to U.S. President Donald Trump and congressional Democrats are set to discuss the next steps in responding to the coronavirus crisis Tuesday. This as congressional Republicans say they were working on a $1 trillion relief bill. In a meeting on Monday at the White House, Republican lawmakers and administration officials said they were making progress toward fresh legislation cushioning the heavy economic toll of the pandemic. Lawmakers have less than 2 weeks to hammer out a new relief package before unemployment benefits run out for tens of millions of American workers made jobless by the coronavirus pandemic. More than 609,000 people have now died from COVID-19 globally, approximately 141,000 in the United States and more than 80,000 in Brazil. The number of infections globally surpasses 14.6 million, more than 3.8 million in the U.S., more than 2.1 million in Brazil alone. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. There's encouraging news in the global battle against the coronavirus pandemic. A vaccine being developed by Oxford University researchers shows early promise in the fight against it. The results found the vaccine generated both antibody and T-cell immune responses, which are hoped to be key to stopping an infection. Chinese researchers also published a study of their own experimental coronavirus vaccine. The study showed modest positive results. China approved the use of its vaccine for its military in June. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization is raising alarms at the spread of COVID-19 in Africa. It's warning that South Africa's surging numbers could be a precursor for outbreaks across the continent. Until recently, Africa has remained relatively unscathed by the pandemic compared to the surging numbers seen in other parts of the world. Chinese health authorities said Tuesday that 11 new COVID-19 cases were reported on the Chinese mainland Monday, with 8 people domestically transmitted cases. New death is suspected on the same day. Brazil's health ministry says the coronavirus death toll has now passed 80,000 in the country. It is the second highest number of deaths and infections globally. The South American country of 212 million people has confirmed 2.1 million infections and counting. Experts say under-testing means the real numbers are probably much higher. Egypt's parliament approved a possible deployment of troops outside of its borders after the president, Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, spoke of potential military operations in Libya. This follows a phone conversation between the Egyptian leader and President Donald Trump. The two reportedly agreed to maintain a ceasefire in Libya and avoid an escalation there. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador says he would maintain a less confrontational approach to battling drug gangs, even after one of Mexico's most powerful cartels showcased its firepower in a video that stunned Mexicans. The video, purportedly shot by Jalisco New Generation Cartel, showing dozens of armed gang members in a bulletproof vest in front of armored cars painted in military-style camouflage, went viral on social media. López Obrador said he would not repeat the mistakes of previous administrations that failed to contain cartel violence, which surged after former President Felipe Calderón launched a military-led crackdown. By remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.